أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولوطا آتيناه حكما وعلما ونجيناه من القرية التي كانت تعمل الخبائث إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فاسقين وأدخلناه في رحمتنا إنه من الصالحين. ونوحا إذ نادى من قبل فاستجبنا له فنجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم ونصرناه من القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فأغرقناهم أجمعين. صدق الله العظيم. These are from Ayah 74-77 of Surah Al-Anbiya. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the struggle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, how he became subjected to the abuse of his people, and eventually Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had emancipated him and Allah had granted him victory. He then migrated together with Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam from Iraq into Mulk Sham, that is the Levant, ancient Syria, in the area of Palestine, in the area of Palestine. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about two other Nabis, whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also emancipated. One, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلُوتًا, and regarding Lut alayhi salam, آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, we had granted him hukam. Hukam actually means one who has wisdom so that one may judge between people, one may adjudicate in matters of people, and one would know what is right and what is wrong. Wa ilma, and we had also granted him knowledge, and this was the knowledge of wahi that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestowed upon Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ, and we emancipated him also. So he had made hijrat with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent him into the vicinity of Sodom, and with that there were seven other little townships, we may call it, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent him to give the message to his people. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, we had emancipated him min al-qariya, from that village, allati kanat ta'malul khaba'ith, the people of whom had been practicing illicit matters, and that was homosexuality, sodomy, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent him. He invited them towards Allah, he invited them towards Tawheed, he asked them and he commanded them not to carry out that most indecent act, but they did not listen to this Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَاسِقِينَ, Allah Ta'ala says that they were an evil and transgressive people, and hence وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا, we then admitted him into our rahmah. إِنَّهُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, certainly إِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, certainly he, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, was from amongst the pious slaves of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala turned those cities upside down, Allah caused the rains of stones to come down, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed them. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about another Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah says, remember Nuh alayhi salam wa Nuhan idh nada min qabl, when he called before this, in other words before Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam's incident, fastajabna lahu, he made dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to save him. Anni maghloobun fantasir. Oh Allah, I'm being overpowered now by my people. Oh Allah, your help. Let your help come down upon me. Fastajabana lah. Allah Ta'ala says then, we accepted his call. We accepted his plea. Fanajjaynahu wa ahlahu min al-karbil azim. And we then emancipated him, those who believed with him, from a great distress, and that was the difficulty that his people had imposed upon him. وَنَصَرْنَاهُ And we helped him مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا From a community, a people that refuted our signs. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ Certainly they were an evil people. فَأَغْرَقَنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And we drowned all of them all together. And these incidents Allah Ta'ala spoke about in great detail in Surah Araf and Surah Hud. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is mentioning these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they struggle with their people and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had emancipated them from the difficulties they were in. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa.